Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here in our studio with Jone, who is the Lithuanian ambassador for this year's edition of 28 Times Cinema. Welcome, Jone.
Hello.
So, this is a project, 28 Times Cinema is a project that is funded by the European Parliament with the aim of promoting European shared values and cultural diversity through cinema. How did you find out about this project?
I discovered it in a newsletter, which is sent to me from my local cinema, so I just found it there.
You are very young, because...
Yes,
yeah, and so this is probably your first experience in such a big festival.
Yeah, actually, it's my even first experience abroad alone, and at such kind of festival, of course, it's very fresh experience.
And what? Tell us something about what you... What do you do during the day?
During the day, I... watch movies, but I'm not a person who can watch like 6 movies a day, because towards the end of it I feel a bit dizzy about
confused.
Everything.
Yeah.
Confused. I feel like there would be too much information in my head to process it. So maybe after a couple of movies I stroll around the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent many time like just exploring the surroundings, and also I'm writing a couple of reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the workshops here, because of the blog we have for it. So it's
About the workshops, since mm-hmm. you mentioned them, what do you think about them? Do you think that education in this field of cinema is important?
Yes, I completely agree that it is important. For me, I'm really glad about this, but I have chosen film criticism section.
Yeah.
So now in this way it's like I kind of have to push myself to write it in English. Mm-hmm. To ponder movies all
so
in
it's
my
an
head.
Exercise.
Yeah, it's kind of exercise, and although it's demanding, but it pays off, I think. And at the workshops it's really interesting, because we all read our reviews and we comment on them, so this education is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And what about your background? Are you just a cinema lover, or you have a background in this field? I don't know, maybe from your studies, from university?
No, actually, I have just graduated from school this year. And
You are 18. Yes. Sorry, I forgot this.
Yeah, I'm only 18, so... I'm just a huge cinema lover, and
mm-hmm.
I love to watch cinema, to write something about it. Maybe
so,
for my own. I'm not publishing
mm-hmm.
this
okay.
stuff which I write,
okay.
but maybe the passion led me here.
So this is the beginning experience.
Yeah, it's completely beginning.
Okay. Have you got a director that you love the most?
Here at Venice?
No, in general. Generally speaking, if you have a director that you take as your point of reference, or of whom you whose movies are good for you, are beautiful, and
mm-hmm. I think maybe I could mention Jonas Mekas, as he is from Lithuania, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of him. He was he's an experimental movie maker. He was working in New York all his life, and he makes really amazing,
mm-hmm.
amazing cinema movies, which I adore. And maybe, probably, I would like to mention him, because he's my native director.
Yeah. And about your country, how's the situation of cinema in your country, of independent cinema?
Independent cinema probably is not a prevailing
mm-hmm.
Thing in our country. It's more most of the movies are like commercial ones in the
mm-hmm.
huge cinemas which are screened, although we have some local, some smaller cinemas
mm-hmm.
which screen like less prevailing, less popular, less commercialized movies. They have also retrospectives, although sometimes I come to the cinema theater, and if it is an old movie screening, we can like be sitting there free of people at all. And
are there any film festivals in your country?
Yes, we have Spring of Cinema, and also we have Scanorama. And Spring Cinema is the hugest.
Mm-hmm.
Many movies are brought there, and Scanorama is more about Scandinavian films brought in there. It's just less smaller.
Mm-hmm. So would you imagine yourself being a reporter for example, for a web radio from your festival?
Yeah, probably I would. That would be very nice experience. Although I'm going to the university abroad,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not sure whether I will be at the festival at the time of.
Mm-hmm.
But despite that, it's a great idea.
Okay, thank you so much, Yona, for having shared your experience here in Venice. And this is Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.